The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have started a two-day trip to Ireland, their first official overseas visit as a married couple. But what are they going to get to see? Famine memorials, the Book of Kells? Are they going to have any fun at all? Because Paul Allen, PR man, we do know that Meghan Markle, when she was here before, ended up on Harcourt Street. I think it was Coppers she ended up
in. It was indeed. I think it's terrific, firstly, that they're coming to Ireland. This is photographic gold for Ireland. All the world media are looking at it. This is the first time, well, the first trip they visited was Belfast. Now they're coming to Dublin. But I just think we could do better. And if I may just say, for those who are interested in flying, they just landed in Dublin. They came in an aircraft with the code sign Sparrowhawk. When the Queen is coming, it's Kitty Hawk.
You're some sort of aerosexual, are
yes,
you?
Yes. Okay. I'm a retired aerosexual, yeah.
Right, okay. But their visit, no, it is a sort of a formal visit, but that the places they're going strikes me where that his grandmother and Prince Philip could have been brought to when they came here 7 years ago.
Indeed, these people are 21st century. They enjoy life. They enjoy cities. We have a lot to offer. Dublin is teeming with talent, excitement and creativity. We're a nation of storytellers. And the industries that are out there, from the sector involved in animation sector, where Cathal Gaffney and his company in Brown Bag have 700 people. They're in the UK and Ireland. World-class companies. A smaller company called Pink Kong. There's variety. Like, moments like this.
I hope these are not all your clients for name-checking, are they?
I was just going to say, where's Paddy Cosgrave when you need him? Like, the world's best technology event that happened in Ireland. Now it's in Portugal. World-class companies, world-class businesses. Now,
and yet what we're doing is all the sort of the old-fashioned fuddy-duddy traditional things.
And sure, when you stand on the quays, they should be directed to the Silicon Docks. Look at the landscape. All the companies, most of all the companies that are born on the internet are here in Ireland. It makes you so proud to welcome visitors like this, but we could do better.
I suspect they might be a bit bored by everything they're required to do. They pay a high price, do they, for their income from the royal family?
Well, I assume this is a charm offensive pre-Brexit. You can't mention Brexit. And obviously, it's an exciting time for us to do business with them. And the situation is, I understand they're coming in. There's a dinner party tonight in Glencairn where anybody who's going can't say they're going and they can't bring their camera phones. There's an issue like that. Security across the city, I'm sure there's going to be gridlock as they travel from the airport now into the Sea of the Taoiseach, up the stairs, sign the visitor's book, down the stairs and back out again. But in the past, we were working with Harry Crosby when the Queen came, and we had a showcase in the convention centre that showed the best of Irish talent in fashion, design, and I don't know why that's not been laid on for something like this. This is a modern couple, as I said, and the work that's going on in Ireland that's been exported around the world, brands like Orla Kiley, Louise Kennedy, fantastic work that we should be looking to as opposed to looking at old buildings.
Are they also meeting with President Michael D. Higgins?
They are meeting with Michael D. Higgins at the same time the England-Croatia game is on. And I think this could be forgive me being a marketeer, but it's a golden opportunity for Today FM to have a campaign saying, please stay and watch the match with the Irish. Football's coming home.
Well, in fairness, Michael D. Higgins is a football fanatic.
Yes, go
ahead. He'll want to see the match
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah.
I mean, surely they'll set up a couple of big screens up on the Auris
again
for
Today
to watch.
FM to bring their cars in and do a big display.
Because that actually just strikes me as being completely, and no, maybe this is just, you know, it's work and all the rest
of it.
The
match tonight, that's going to interfere with the drinks party. That's a big killer match tonight between Belgium and France.
But it also strikes me, poor Meghan Markle, I mean, she knew what
Tagging
she was
along.
Marrying into and all the rest of it, but if she was the type of woman who 5 years ago was hitting Harcourt Street...
Allegedly.
I think it actually is true.
Yeah.
And she has quite a few Irish friends that she could be enjoying herself. I know the security details and all the rest of it. But instead, this is an awful lot of all stuffy old nonsense.
The list that's been presented is the list, the official list. They may go off the margin and get up to other bits and pieces and visit the city. I hope they do.
Yeah, Michael D. Higgins take them out in the town for the football tomorrow night.
Up to the Angler's Rest.
But hopefully, you would actually hope, wouldn't you, that they wouldn't go into a pub where suddenly everybody would just bring out the traditional anybody but England and the World Cup
stuff. I think at this stage, I think we're eventually getting around to it. England and France for the final. Football's coming home.
Paul Allen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Paul Allen PR.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.